As much as I'd love for you to stay, I just don't think now's a good time. But her eyes were closed. She wasn't even listening.
Looks like you're stuck with her, Snow told me. I'll let y'all catch up. See you in a bit.
Though I wanted to shout for Snow to come back and save me, the truth was Cammy couldn't see spirits. Attempting to explain my recently acquired ability to communicate with the dead wasn't exactly high on my bucket list. You doing okay? She asked. Apparently my sister wasn't already asleep. You look like you just seen a ghost.
Yeah, I'm fine. But listen, maybe we can put you up in a hotel or something?
She tisked.
I can't ask my baby sister to put out any money for me. Besides, you got your own problems, what with Walter taking you to the cleaners and all. What a jerk. I always hated that SOB.
Cammy!
What?
She shrugged.
The truth's the truth. Now, I'm just going to get a little shut-eye, and when I wake up, we can catch up and hang out.
I don't think...
You don't think what?
That it's the right time for us to catch up?
How the heck could I explain to my sister that I'd been conked on the head by a magical book, could now see spirits and work magic, and that I was also on the hunt for said magical book because it had disappeared after falling on my noggin?
When I didn't answer, she glared at me.
You ain't gonna play that I'm better than you card, are you?
What? I plastered a hand to my chest.
No, I would never do that.
She looked at me a long time before nodding.
Good, because we're sisters, and Mama would want us to be together. I'll only stay a few days, just long enough for us to have some fun. You know, like the good old days.
What good old days? Did she mean the ones when she would break a window and blame it on me? Or was she talking about when she accidentally kissed my boyfriend in the closet while we were playing Spin the Bottle? Just which good old days was my sister referring to? But right as I was about to ask her, the sound of soft snoring filled the cabin. Great. She was asleep. Then I remembered that I had a date with Grimm that night. Oh, crap. If Cammy laid her gaze on him, she'd want to steal him from me. Well, I couldn't let that happen, now could I?
Chapter 2.
So, how are things going with your sis? Snow asked a little while later. Cammy had fallen into slumber so relaxed that her snores filled the cabin to the point where the walls nearly shook from the vibrations.
She's fine, I said, slipping into an emerald green jumpsuit. What do you think of this?
Snow smirked.
She's fine as in she's fine, or she's fine as in you're dealing with it?
I'm dealing with it, and considering calling Grimm and canceling tonight. Snow gasped.
And deprive yourself of the chance to stare at him for hours on end? How could you do that to me?
I giggled. Don't you mean, how could I do that to myself? Because if my sister sees him, she'll want to sink her claws into his flesh. It's always been like that between us. She's so competitive. In high school, if a guy showed any interest in me, she was suddenly flirting with him, telling him how good-looking he was. I can't tell you how many boys suddenly stopped calling me and started calling her because of it.
She sounds like a terrible sister.
And yet, she's on my couch, wanting to spend quality time with me. I took a pair of gold hoops and placed them to my ears. Do you like these ones or the emeralds?
The emeralds, she said. Match the culottes.
They weren't culottes, but whatever. I picked up a small pair of emerald studs and pushed the poles through my ears. My mind drifted back to Cammy on the couch. Maybe she would be sleeping when Grimm arrived and I could sneak outside to meet him. Or perhaps I could figure out a way to put her under a spell so that she wouldn't wake up for, say, 500 hours.
Maybe she's changed,
Snow offered from her spot atop the bed.
Maybe she wants to make amends for all the wrongs that she did to you.
Perhaps. That was a possibility.